We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Beis and Mabeis, and we're beginning from the two dots, approximately 12 lines from the top. It says in the Mishnah that Ein Roi Noisoi when he takes a haircut. So we're going to discuss a little bit when they take haircuts. Tana Rabbanan. Melech Mestaper B'chol Yoyim. A king has to look at all times, he has to look perfect. He takes a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol, Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos. He takes a haircut every Erev Shabbos, and Kohen Hedid, Echad Shloshim Yoyim, once every 30 days. And we're going to dash in all these three things, where we know this from. First of all, Melech Mestaper B'chol Yoyim. How do we know? Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk, Melech B'yofyoy Techezena Inecha. He has to look perfect at all times. Kohen Gadol, Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos. What's the makar for that? Omrav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rav Yechon, Ho Mishmaris Mischachos. Every Shabbos, there's a new Mishmar coming in. So therefore, Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure to take a haircut, so when the new Mishmar comes in, you look good. Kohen Hedit, Echa Shoyish M'yoyim, why is that? Techsiv, it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, V'roisham lo yigaleichu, U'fera lo yishaleichu, K'soim yichsimu es Rashayim. So it says, you should make sure not to grow your hair too long. You should make sure to get a haircut. Now, how long is Ufera lo yishalechu? V'yal pera pera menazir. K'siv hacha pera lo yishalechu. K'siv hacha says, by nazir, the lashon is, gadel pera sar reishoy. I mean, darshim, ma'la halon shloishim, shlok nazir. It's 30 days, afkan shloishim. Betnan nami, stam nazir shloishim yoyim. And we know Stam Zeris is 30 days. V'hasam Nalan, how do you know that it's 30 days by Nazir? Amar Mazda, Amar Kroh, Kodesh Yeh, and Yeh is B'gemat Yer Tlosin, because 2 yards is 20, and 2 hays are 10, is 30 altogether. Tlosin Ava. So if we learn out para, just like by Nazir is 30 days, by Koyin Hedit also is 30 days. Amar Popular Baya, Emel Alir B'klal, maybe you shouldn't grow it even 30 days, only 29 days. Amalei iksiv lo yishalechu para, don't reach para. Could the karmas be right? Hashto iksiv para lo yishalechu, he types like this. Upera lahava. It could be 30 days. But more than that, no. Shluch lo yishalechu should not be more than that. Feitimar kasha, yahochi idna nami. Today also, you should be makbid, not the coin headed. Every coin headed we have should be makbid the king every 30 days. Which means like this. Until now, we thought maybe the reason why you have to cut your hair is because of the covered of the base of Mikdash. So today we don't have a base of Mikdash, you don't have to cut your hair. But now we're saying it's Xeris HaKosov, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you have to cut your hair. So you have to cut your hair, you should, and so I get tired of not doing avoid enough, yeah, but the Mashiach might come. And this is a din in the Torah, you have to cut your hair. So maybe you should make sure Kohen Hedit should have every 30 days a haircut in order to be kind to Salacha. So the Gemara, no, do me the Yayin. Just like a kohen is not allowed to drink wine because he has to go in bezmikdash, and still today you're not makbid. Same thing. Ma yayin bezman bi od aser shloim bezman bi ashari. It's only aser when you're going to the bezam mikdash, but not shas bezam mikdash is mutter. Pri roish bezman bi aser. Pri roish also dafkan bi aser bezman bi ashari. But today is no time. I'm going to the mikdash. Now it's mutter. You're right. It's a pasuk. But the pasuk only gaya when I'm going to the bezam mikdash, just like yayin. Right tomorrow, the yayin shloim bezman bi ashari. It's not true. By the time we went to the bris, so it's a machlokes really. By the time Rabbi Eimer, Eimer ani kahanim asurim lishtos yayin laolam, avama esesh tekanos kekolosay, which means like this, that there are a bon of the bris. The bon of the bris hold that if someone knows which mishmar he's part of, so you can figure out which week he can't drink wine, even after bais mikdash charev, that week he can't drink wine, and the rest of the year he can drink wine. Rabbi says. And Rabbanan say that if you don't know your Mishmar, you also the whole year. Rebbe says, I agree to that. Really, you should be also the whole year. But he says, what should I do? Lamaisa, because of the Churban Beis Mikdash, everyone forgot the Mishmar. And it's not something that's possible to keep that you're going to be also the whole year. And he says, even the if you know your Mishmar, maybe the Beis Mikdash will get built, and you'll have to do Avodah right away. So what should I do? Lamaisa was a Churban Abayis, and it's not being built right away. So I'm not worried to be built pisayim like right away, and therefore Rebbe says because there was a churban lemaisa, you don't have to abstain from wine. Bar kaponim, v'ama abaya, k'man chosi kane chan ra idna. Who do we hold like that today? The kohenam kohenam drink wine. K'rebi, like that's like Rebbe. Machlal, the rabbanon asfir, rabbanon holds aser. So shaila asfir, rabbanon holds aser. Why don't we take haircuts? Lachayra, just like the fear rabbanon, you know, can't drink wine, you should have to take haircuts. So the Gemara, it's chaluk, it's different. Hasamai and Taima, Meheri Bonamis and Mikdosh, will be in on Kaina Royal Avoida, Veleka. Basically, what Tarot says that even if you're a bond, that you now drink wine, it's not a din that rice you can't drink wine. It's a practical reason, because the business might get built and you have to go to Avoida. So if you drink wine every day, that day might have Bez Mikdosh. So, Frey Tigamara, Hakinami, be in on Kaina Royal Avoida Veleka. So why don't you say the same thing here? Take your haircut every 30 days to make sure, just in case the business might come. So where's it? No, it's not a problem. If Mashiach comes, you run to the barber, run to Mr. Clipper, and take a haircut. Hasam Nami. They also, even if you're drinking wine, Efshu Denai in Porto, you go to sleep a little bit, and then you go. Domar of Acha, Dorach Mill, you walk a mill, 2,000 Amos, Vashina, calls you sleep a little bit, but figure and gets rid of the effects of the wine. So no, it's not possible. Like Itmar, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Avua, that only works El Shas Gerevius, if you drink Gerevius. But Yosim Gerevius, if you drink more Gerevius, Kol Shekain, for sure, the Derech Tardasai, the walking will make it worse, Vashina Mishkarta, and the sleeping will make you more drunk. So the Terence of the Gemara is, the mice is, that by haircut you have an Eitzah, that I could take a haircut. Mashenkin by wine, you can't have Eitzah, so therefore the Fira Abanon didn't make Xera by hair, because you always take a haircut. Mashenkin by wine, he said, don't drink wine, because the basic might be built, and you're not going to be able to get rid of the wine, the effects of the wine. That's Terence number one. Vashri Omar, Shasui Yain, the Machliya Voida, Gozubu Rabbanon. Shasui Yain, if you go to Avoida, why drink wine while you're drunk? You Mechal the Avoida, therefore you made Xera for that. Taking a haircut, that there, if you didn't take the haircut, it's not mechal da avoida, like gozer ba'avon, it's no gzeira, because even if you do avoid that way, it's not ma'akev di avon. Ve'elu shiv misa. These are the ones that are chayev misa if they go into the base of mikdash's way. Peruya roish, if your hair is too long, v'shesui yayin, and if you go in drunk. So, how do we know this? It says in the pasuk in the Torah, "Yayin v'sheich al teish ato v'nech v'lo yisamusu." Elapluya roish. If your hair is too long, how do you know this misa? Menolam. So Mar says a hekish in the pasuk in Navi in Yecheskel. Menolam the eskish shuyayin lepruya roish. How do you know this misa? Because a hekish shuyayin lepruya roish. Tuchsev v'roisham lo yigalechu farol lo yishalechu. And next pasuk says v'yayin lo yishtu. Mash shuyayin v'misa lepruya roish v'misa. So that's what Brisa says. So, Freit the Gemara, that if we have this Hekesh, Shumine, Masha Suya in the Machli Avoida, Purush Machli Avoida, and Purush also is Machal Avoida, so Kasha. Rav Asher's Teretz was the Dafgosh, Shasuya in the Machal Avoida, not Puri Roish. We have a Kasha and a Bryce that makes a Hekesh to each other, and that's Takana Makar, that's Bemisa. So, Gabi Chil Avoida should be the same thing. And where it ends off a Kasha. The Gemara in Mesechta's Tainis answers that the Hekesh is only for Misa and not for Chilu. I ain't hekesh lomechza. Since it's only a hekesh medivri kabbalah, which is from Nach, you can say hekesh lomechza. That's what the Gemara there answers in Maseches Tainis. The Goyim brings it down over here. The Gemara brings it in here. Omer Ravina Ravashi. If you're learning now, we see from this pasuk that the makar for everything is a pasuk in Yecheskel. That's what we know it's misa chilul maybe. So hi ad the loy also Yecheskel man amra. Before Yecheskel came, who said that? So it's funny. He says like, how could be a halacha that someone's chayav misa and told Yecheskel no one said it? So he said back to him, "Latamech, is it any better?" Hodem Rav Chista, "Dov is that Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamanu." The following thing we did not learn from Taurus Moshe, "Atshuva Yecheskel Lamanu." What did he teach us? Kol Banecha Aro Leiv Aro Basel Loyav El Mekdash Yosher Seindi. So the halacha is that someone who is like off the derech, or which means Aro Leiboy, or Aro Basel, which means he's on the Darach, but his brothers died because of Mila, so he never got a Mila. He's not Gemalot. Then Nala is serving the Beis Mikdash. How do we know that? We know from a pasuk in Yecheskel. So you ask the same question. Ad lo ba Yecheskel, man amra. How do you know before Yecheskel came? Ella, must be. Gemara Gemira lo. It was a lot of Moshe Messinai. But also Yecheskel, Vasma Yekra. And Yecheskel main, and main has smacked on from the pasuk. Hachinami, regarding Misa and Chilul of Puri Roish, it was already Gemara Gemirla. And Yecheskel came and made a smachta. And there's a girsa of Chigamri Allah Kalamisa, which is a fiat girsa of Mesechus Tainis. You have to say the Allah machine is only for Misa, not for Chil. What's the lashon kosam yichasuma es reisham? The lashon taking a haircut with kosam usually means like spelt. Like, what does that mean? Tana kemin taspiris lulinus. It's like the haircut of Linus. My Tesvar is Linus. Rehuda and Shmuel, Tasparta Yechida. It's a meyuchid, exclusive, beautiful type of haircut. Hey Yechida, Me'or Vashi, Rosh Hashazah, V'Sarik Hashazah. The hair is short, but long enough that one hair reaches the other root of the other ear, other hair. It's like a perfect amount. It's like a one and a half. Sholos Ravo, Tasbar, Sholos Ravo Rebbe, Ezeo Tasbar Shekhan Gadol. Which, what's a Tasbar of the Kohen Gadol? Amalehen, Tsuru, Uma Tasbar Shekhan Alasa. You want to see it? Look at the haircut of Ben Alasa, which was the son-in-law of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe. Tanya, Rebbe Eimer, Loya Chinam Pizah Ben Alasa Es Ma'isav. He didn't waste his money when he learned how to get these haircuts. Elgila Harris by the Spurs Kohen Gadol. He wanted to show the haircut of the Kohen Gadol, which was once a week. He had a special type of haircut, and he paid some a lot of money to teach him how to do that, so as you know what type of haircut is the Tasparis of the Kohen Gadol. Hadar Allah, Perek Kohen Gadol, which the Perek starts with the word Kohen Gadol and ends with the word Kohen Gadol.